Moscow, good to have you with us. Our top story this hour, the U.S. prides itself on defending its citizens abroad, but the mysterious death of a U.S. journalist working in Turkey for Press TV has so far failed to trigger reaction from Washington. Guy and H. Chikian looks at more.
It's been a month since the death of journalist Serena Shim in Turkey, and the investigation is still yet to release any information. On October 19th, Serena's rental car collided with a cement truck, exactly 2 days after she claimed Turkish intelligence had accused her of spying and threatened her.
I'm very surprised at this accusation. I've even thought of actually approaching Turkish intelligence, and because I have nothing to hide and I've never done anything aside from my job, and I'd like to make that apparent to them. However, I am a bit worried because, as you know, and as the viewers know, that Turkey has been labeled by Reporters Without Borders as the largest prison for journalists. So I am a bit frightened about what they might use against me.
Turkish police say her death was an accident. We at RT have requested a comment from the Turkish authorities and are yet to receive an answer.